Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
More like a multiple disease Monday. Hey, everybody, it's Monica J. on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I know, I'm sounding rough. That's why I need you to call in. 884-9910, 884-9910. And it's a day for you to get things off your chest. Don't make me talk. I know it's not pleasant to listen to, but this is what we all go through. You know, it's nothing serious, but man, it's like whatever's there is sitting right on top of my vocal cords, and so it's making me sound funny. But I feel wonderful, and I'm glad to be here with you and talk about great stuff, interesting stuff, and mind-boggling stuff. And stuff that finally, you know, hits home. Whether you're going for a last-minute flu shot or vaccinations or whatever this is, all kinds of viruses going around. Seems like everybody I've talked to, you know, in the last week or so has or has had something. But the weird thing is, no matter how well you're taking care of yourself, excuse me, it doesn't go away. It like grabs onto us and won't let go. You can take all the vitamins you want. You can go outside in this beautiful weather. Oh my gosh. All weekend long. Opened up the back door, let it stay open, let the dogs come in and out. It was gorgeous outside. Went out and sat on the couch and or not couch, but, you know, a little settee area. Did a little reading. It was beautiful. But whatever these germs are that are going around just aren't going away. So this is a great opportunity for you. Is if for some reason you do have to go to the doctor, talk to your doctor. Talk to your nurse practitioner. Be honest and ask questions. Just get them to stay just a couple more minutes with you. And ask them about Obamacare, what it did to their practice. I had to get a new doctor because Obamacare shut the practice down, basically, that I had been using for 25 some odd years. People are screaming that Trump is, you know, Satan incarnate because he's throwing all of these people into a position where they don't have health care. Okay. Obama threw people, through hundreds of thousands of people into not having health care because, well, they couldn't keep their doctor. Their doctor's practice was shutting down. And now Bernie Sanders, I love this quote he gave. It's too funny. It's not going to be government run healthcare. They're just not going to be part of the free market. What? I get it. Healthcare is out of control. When you talk to anybody, whether they be well off or not well off, or in the middle, where most of us are, you can't afford good health care. Here's the deal. You have to demand it. But you have to demand that the doctors let them do their thing. most doctors I have seen out there, literally seen, been to, they're in the business of healing people, of helping people. It's when you get the big pharmaceutical companies involved and the insurance companies, and they're going back and forth with each other. That's where we need just a little help. Just a little help. Little, teeny tiny. Just some basic rules. You know, if you're sick, if all of a sudden you've been with an insurance company for years and years and years and you get something that's terminal or traumatic, then they can't drop you. That's a, excuse me, that's a simple or regulation, simple. Or you haven't had health care before and you find the one that is right for you. You know, as long as you're willing to pay the cost, then they have to accept you. There should be no difference. If I get sick, get in a car accident here in Nevada where I'm insured, there should be no difference whatsoever if I go to California and get sick or get hit by a car or whatever. My insurance still should cover me over there. That's the same thing with car insurance, too. It should cover you in the United States. You're an American. That's how you get covered. Put caps on medication. I mean, you have to believe that we have the most incredible healthcare system. I would not want to get sick in any other country. I really wouldn't. Oh, but Monica, healthcare in the Philippines is, you know, top notch, and healthcare in Mexico is, that's where people go for plastic surgery. Yeah, trust me, I watch Botched. I've seen how, you know, surgeries in other countries have worked out, especially Mexico. People go there for cheap stuff. Guess what? You get what you pay for. But here's the deal. We need to be thankful and grateful for the healthcare system that we have. Granted, mistakes have been made, but those can be fixed. But they have to be fixed by the free market. They have to be fixed by you saying, you know what? I don't like this insurance. I'm going someplace else. Because, well, you suck at coverage for me. And it costs too much. So they go to another insurance group that has a better deal for them. You know who does that? Car insurance companies. Yeah. And it seems to be easy for them to compete. We don't seem to have this problem with, I don't know. You can't go over here and not be treated. There is, excuse me, there is someone, and I have to go back and find it, that is working on a bill that it's a one topic, one agenda bill. This has to be supported. This has to be supported in not only federal government, but this has to be supported in the state legislature as well. We've got to get one of our legislators who really wants to make a difference for Nevada. And not only take back the House and the Senate to the Republicans in 2020, but we need to have somebody with the cojones to bring forward a bill that is one subject, one bill, and stop tacking all this other stuff onto things. And stop watering down bills. If it's not good, it's not good. That's what I've seen a lot of these legislators do is, okay, we'll put this and this and this in. We only really want this. So what we'll do is if somebody complains, we'll say, okay, we'll take this out and we'll take this out. Well, that's a bunch of BS. And we also need that legislator with the cojones to come forward and say, you know what? We need to put a cap on these bills. Each legislator, whether it be a senator or an assembly person, can only put forward two bills. There is not enough happening in this state, in the world that we live in today, that we need 1,500 bills introduced. It's just ridiculous, and it's a waste of time. It's frivolous. It's your money that they are spending, that they are wasting, and it is just, you know, if anything, it's really an insult. It is an absolute insult to us. Here's a thought as we go into 2020. Not this week, but next week, the first week of March, we are going to start having candidates on, people who want to run for office. And that's actually my fault. We're not doing it this week because I need to put some special paperwork together so I can track everybody. Just to be able to say who's been on and stuff like that. But when you start asking questions, ask them those two questions. Would you bring forward two bills? One that caps the number of bills that politicians can bring forward, and one that caps the subject matter of a bill. If you see something horribly wrong with the state, then by all means, bring forth a bill. But bring forth something that you are passionate about and something that will mean something to the constituents of Nevada. If not, you might want to think about putting your vote behind someone else. Someone who'll do that. Someone who'll get our legislature to stop wasting time. Starting to sound like Kathleen Turner. Even considering things like sanctuary states, state income tax, which I can guarantee you, if Sisolak stays in office, you are going to see that. It's already in the works. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to take a sip of something. Hopefully clear this up. Yeah, it's not going away. But thank you for being patient with me today. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1FMTalk.com.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J Show, the funky Monica J Show today. So, communication, communication is key. I know there are a lot of people out there who are totally 100% against social media. I'm never going to do that. I'm not going to be on Facebook. I'm not going to let them track me. I'm not going to do Twitter. People starting up different platforms just for conservatives. You know, honestly, I don't want to be on a platform that's just for conservatives. Because I want to watch what the bigwigs at social media do. And it is so important for you to hear the voices, not those voices. Hear the voices of people around the country and what they're really thinking. And with Facebook, you can't be quite as anonymous because you want to go on Facebook. I never friend anybody or accept friendships. I won't say never if I actually know them and I've researched them, I will. But when people don't have pictures, it's like, nah. I know you can still be catfished, but I want to see you have enough honor that you're willing to put your face out there and say, this is me. This is my opinion. But it's the same thing on Twitter, on Instagram. And if you are on Twitter, I would definitely follow a gentleman by the name of Will Chamberlain. And I wish you were on Twitter because this is something that you have to see. He put out a tweet about student loans and Bernie, Warren, Buttigieg. I don't know if Biden's been saying it so much, but that free education. We have free education. And it's slipping from us because of with regulations, with oversight. It's called K-12. That is the free education that we have decided as a nation we will provide for, well, I was going to say American children, but now it's just all children, whether you're here legally or not. Which makes you wonder, if you pulled out all those illegals, what the classroom sizes would actually be. If teachers could actually teach kids that understood the language and understood what you were teaching them. But as we look at higher education, where is the government's involvement in that? Where is the responsibility? There shouldn't be any. Higher education should be the plastic surgery of healthcare. It's there for you if you want it, but it's part of a free market. And if it's a good school, it'll sustain itself. If it's a good school, kids will want to go there. If it's an affordable school, kids can afford to go there. And on Will Chamberlain's Twitter feed, there were thousands and thousands of comments from around the country If somebody wants to go into a university, into a college, they should be paying for it themselves. The government should not be involved in student loans. The banks should not be involved in student loans. The universities should be doing it. They should have aides or, you know, student aid, and they should have a capability of loaning money as well. Look at their endowments. We'll continue this conversation after a Fox News update. Let's get that now on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, I hope you are having a fabulous, fabulous Monday. It's the start of a new week. You know what that means. Come on. It means anything's possible. It's a brand new week. Start over. If you're not happy with how last week went, then change it. We've got the petitions to recall Sandoval. I wish we had done that. The petitions to recall Governor Sisolak. You can find out more at fightfornevada.com. Where does it say in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, anything like that, that the United States government has to provide higher education for the people of this country? Not even for the people of this country. People from other countries who come here as well. Where does it say it? Somebody debate me on that. Because we need to get the government out of higher education. Because if anything, it's not getting us anywhere. Because the universities, wow, seem to really hate this country. They hate free speech. People are saying all the time, well, it's the Trump people that are causing all the problems. No. No, it's not. A recent survey was taken that university students are actually afraid to speak out now on conservative students are afraid to speak out on campus. We've seen it right here in Nevada. Liberals getting in conservative spaces, flipping tables, knocking literature off tables, doing the whole, you know, chest pumping thing, doing the intimidation thing. And we have a situation now where people are just getting downright crazy. You listen, and news anchors on all these weird stations that have just been overrun with socialists and leftists and progressives, that the, you know, President Trump will never do anything right. To the fact that they're always saying it's the Trump people that are being aggressive. It's the Trump people that are causing problems. And every time you say, give me an example, they go back to one incident. What do they say? They say, look at what happened in Charlotte. A couple used a car to run over kids on bikes. Why? Because they had, and this is coming from law enforcement, because they had Trump flags on their bikes. They even arrested the two people. They pushed the kids off with their car into a ditch, ran them down. Interesting age group. 23 and 18. You know what the sad part is? This happened back in July. And they're now being found guilty and being arrested. Even caught it on Snapchat. One of the people arrested was heard on Snapchat yelling, "Y'all scared? Just like your president? America is not great." Expletive. This is pretty sad. Kids on bikes being run down by a pseudo adult, 23. I feel so bad for cops right now. Cops are targeted. They're made to be the bad guys when it's usually the higher ups tying their hands. We see it here with the homeless situation. You can't enforce these laws. Well, why is it a law if I can't enforce it? Things are being brought down. Well, that's not a felony anymore. We're just going to call that a misdemeanor. Cops getting things thrown on them, spit at, run down, assassinated. It takes a public citizen here in Reno to turn the arch blue. Because the city government, well, they don't have the money for that. That's, you know, that's not in the budget to honor our men and women of law enforcement. But boy, if we need a piece of art someplace, we're all over that. Or a park, new play equipment for a park that doesn't need new play equipment. They just want new stuff that's advanced. Check it out. It happens. Well, I tell you, we do it for our military. We see them. We shake their hands. We say thank you for your service. We need to start doing that for our law enforcement. And you know who 100% truly believed in law enforcement? Paul Harvey. Remember Paul? This was one of his best.
Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. What that really means is that they are exceptional. They are unusual. They are not commonplace. Buried under the froth is the fact. And the fact is that less than 0.5% of policemen misfit that uniform. And that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted. A strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig or worse behind his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won. But if a policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions which would require months for a lawyer. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. The policeman from a single human hair must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who'll get dealed out by a shameless Seamus. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
You know, it really is heartbreaking that because of somebody's ideal of utopia, to where we're one world, we're one government, where the government has say over everything, that I believe our law enforcement is being targeted for, not removal because that sounds like assassination, but for dismissal, dissolving, to go on into a federally regulated law enforcement branch. They want to federalize it. Because the higher ups, that elite class who want to do this, the globalists, the people like Biden and Bloomberg and even the Bushes, the Koch brothers, you know, the people with money and connections, they know that the law enforcement, our neighbors, our friends, the people that we look out for in the community, they will protect your rights. And they have to get in between that. Look at the sheriffs who have come forward against Governor Sisolak, saying that, you know what, I'm going to create these red flag laws, you're going to enforce them, and they just flat out say no. Well, all but one. And two of them, I think they say that, but I don't think if it came down to it that they would actually do that. Especially the one in Las Vegas. That's a Democrat town. I think he just signed on. That's just my personal opinion. I think he just signed on to be part of the crowd. Because, well, you got to stick with your brothers. But we see through that. And we as citizens know who to protect as well. Still working on that recall, I hear, for Humboldt County Sheriff. Still working on the recall, and will be for a little less than 3 months now for Sisolak. We know the laws. We respect the United States Constitution, and we respect the Nevada Constitution. And there is just no getting around it. What are you going to do today to start your week to help in the effort to make sure that we turn Nevada and make sure Nevada stays red and make sure that the people like Harry Reid, who's already screaming foul play, because really not that many Democrats showed up for the caucus. So now Harry Reid is saying, well, we just need to have a primary. Get rid of this caucus stuff. People don't like to caucus. By this time, people have already decided who they're going to vote for. I don't want to hear the BS from all the other candidates and representatives. I want to get in. I want to cast my vote for my guy and let it be. And I know this is going to sound racist or whatnot, but when you look at the people who were caucusing in the videos that have all been playing for 2 days now, or, yeah, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, look at the people that they're capturing in those videos. Looks to me like all of the people that are working in the casinos. You know, that big union there that actually says, no, we need to use ballrooms at the casinos so we can just have all of our employees, all of our workers, all the people we represent, we can get them in there doing that stuff, even when they're at work. Saw a lot of people in their uniforms showing up to caucus. What does that tell you about the whole system? We need to step up and fix it. I hope you're on board for that. 884-9910. What do you think? Caucus? Just primary. 884-9910. We might even have to make that our poll question today or tomorrow. I want your opinion on that. On the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk. There is
a house. And that house is probably all full of germs, too. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, and that's the number to call at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly this morning on Dr. Paul. Not Dr. Phil, Dr. Paul. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, sweetie. I want to make sure that you're getting some Beeler's broth and maybe some chicken soup or some bone broth that'll pump you up and get you through this season. And I'm wondering if you remember the Dr. Martin or the Dr. Ron Paul caucus or something was going on in 07, 08, right there in Reno. And there was some kind of interruption or intrusion. And I'm wondering if you would speak to that a little bit. And I wanted to bring up the fact that Rod Blagojevich was actually sued. It's called Soy Prison Lawsuit for chemically castrating the male incarcerees, if you will, in Illinois there in the Chicago area. And I'm wondering if he got dosed up on any soy when he was serving his time.
Oh, I'm going to definitely look into that. But you know what? Since you're saying that about Ron Paul, yes, I remember something was hinky, but I have to go back and look because he didn't have the ideas that, or he wasn't playing the same format that the Republicans wanted. That's, he's always been his own mind and an independent anyway, but I will definitely dig more into that and bring people the information. Kelly, thank you so much for calling. And yes, I am self-medicating with lots of chicken soup. I have a good immune system. It just, this last couple of weeks has been, what is that proverbial shaking hands and kissing babies or, yeah, I think that's the order it goes in. But with all of the, oh gosh, all the Lincoln Day dinners and all the special Patriot meetings I've been going to and bringing the petition out and getting out, I guess I must have kissed the wrong baby or shook the wrong hand or gave the wrong hug, which really is hard because I'm totally a huggy person. I am such a hugger. I just want to hug everybody. I think that's what we all need is more hugs in our life. And maybe some of these unhinged left would, be a little bit more hinged because it's it's getting crazy out there. It's this crazy that the lefties are actually demanding that Chris Matthews be fired. Yeah, Chris Matthews. Do you believe it? I mean, that is just incredible. And if you didn't know about it, I'll bring you the story right after this because it is putting a huge smile on my face on the Monica Jay Show.